Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And by the way, if you want to weigh in on what I just got through talking about, if you want to agree or disagree with me or whatever you want to say to me, my email address is jim@jbsba.com. You can also go to the website, and there's an email on the website you can find in the Contact Us section. You can, if you send it to that email, it'll get right to me eventually. And I'd love to hear what you have to say on that topic. Ray Keating is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's just an outstanding member of our Brain Trust. He's a columnist with Newsday magazine. He is chief economist for Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council and organization, Pound for Pound. Nobody does more for small business owners than the SBEC, the SBE Council. And many of you know Karen Kerrigan, who's been on the show since we began, basically. She's the chairman and the founder of that organization. He's the author of a bunch of books, including D.C. by the Numbers, New York by the Numbers, U.S. by the Numbers, The Milky Way Galaxy by the Numbers is coming out soon. He's our good friend, Ray. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you here. How's the sports book coming?
It's coming. It is. It's been fits and starts with my job, but it's coming along. It's coming along.
Well, I called up there one day, and somebody said something about your publisher. You're abducted by your publisher or something like that.
Yeah, well, they have been very understanding. This book's just a tad late, but we'll leave it at that.
You know, if you've never written a book while you were trying to do your other stuff, people don't realize how. I mean, it's hard, isn't it? It's hard to get a book out while you're doing it. In fact, somebody asked me yesterday. He said, I was showing him my new book, which I haven't even talked about on the show yet. It's out. He said, how do you, with all the stuff that I know you do, how do you write a book? And
yeah,
I said, well, I don't sleep much.
It is. It's very difficult. And for those of us that don't work in academia and get sabbaticals and only teach two classes a week,
right.
we actually have a little difficult time doing this.
Yeah, exactly. So... But anyway, we're looking forward to that. Now we got some news. I'm very excited. This is I don't know how many years, five or six years you've been bringing the Small Business Survival Index to our attention. This is
the 10th annual.
I knew you'd been doing it for 10 years, and I think you've been doing it on this show for 5 or 6 years. And folks, this is a very important document, and Ray, it's becoming more important and more noteworthy around the country every year, isn't it?
Well, it really gets a lot of attention. We're talking about the Small Business Survival Index, where we rank the states according to their policy climates for entrepreneurship. So, you know, you probably see countless rankings of the states out there for business, and states jump all over the place. What we are focused in on is not, you know, like the weather. We're focused in on the decisions made by politicians and how those impact entrepreneurs and small businesses.
Well, and let's talk about some of the criteria that you use for your methodology. I mean, you talk about personal income tax, capital gains tax, corporate income tax, tax on S corporations, individual alternative minimum tax, corporate alternative minimum tax. I mean, there's taxes here, and the death tax, unemployment taxes. I guess minimum wages in here somewhere, healthcare regulations, et cetera, et cetera. All those things, you know, Ray. One of the reasons why I think small business owners should pay more attention to this particular tax and see how their state ranks and how their state's treating them is because all the things that you talk about in your evaluation, in your equation here, your methodology, it comes really from two areas. Number one, the things that we see, like our personal income tax, but also the areas that are more insidious, like regulations and things that sort of are hidden taxes and things that are not as obvious to us, but yet it costs us money and it limits our opportunity.
Oh boy, you hit the nail on the head with regulation. That is, and insidious is the right word. Regulation is the costs are just as real, just as detrimental as taxes, but they're hidden from the eyes of consumers. And we included this year, for example, various healthcare mandates and regulations to beef up the index, to try to make it bigger and better each year. And those are a classic example. Politicians, on the one hand, stand up and say, tout how wonderful they are because mm-hmm. they're imposing these mandates and regulations. They don't have to deal with the costs themselves. They pass right. those on, of course, to the business owners and the entrepreneurs who have to wrestle with these things. And they're real costs that impact the business, their employees, job opportunity, et cetera.
Capitalization of our companies, precious working capital gets sucked out of our companies that we need to grow our businesses and hire more people. And when we come back after these messages, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to remind you of something that the folks at the Office of Advocacy at the SBA report every year that Ray knows very well about, and that's what these regulations cost us on a national level per employee per year. And then we're going to name names. We have the good, the bad, and the ugly states with regard to small businesses. We're going to name their names right after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Ray Keating is our guest. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget to subscribe also to the blog. If you just can't wait till Sunday to hear from me, the blog comes every day. It's like a dream come true for at least one of you out there. I know that. Maybe some of you others, I hope you'll take advantage of it. Or just go to the website and noodle around and take advantage of the resources that are there that I really believe, based on the comments that we get back from some of you, that really helps you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Ray Keating is part of that team. He's part of our Brain Trust, very important member of our Brain Trust, and the chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Ray, tell us a little bit about SBEC.
Oh, sure. We have about 70,000 members across the country, and we work on policy issues that impact small businesses from A to Z at the federal level and at the state level. And there's all sorts of new stuff on a regular basis on our website. It's www.sbecouncil.org. And we're talking about the Small Business Survival Index. You can go on there and download the whole report.
Oh, yeah, and I appreciate that very much. Yeah, folks, if I really encourage you to go see where your state ranks. And it's not just you have the handy-dandy 51 lines here of how they rank, including the District of Columbia, but you actually show how each state scored and how they scored in each category, don't you, Ray?
Right. The categories that lend itself to, ranking the states, we do that as well. So, yeah, you'll see we have 26 different measures this year, so you'll see that all broken out. And then we try to, where appropriate, we rank the states in each of those areas.
Well, for example, if you live in California, California is 50. The only area that's worse than California with regard to entrepreneurship is the District of Columbia. And so if you're in California, you can go there and say, okay, what can I do to influence politicians, to influence public policy, to influence the debate so that California will not be so horrible for small business owners? But of course, when you look at California, Ray, at being number 50 out of 50 states, that's pretty intimidating process, isn't it?
You say that again. You got a feel for the Terminator out there, but
exactly.
When you get down in to that bad of a ranking, you've got so many things to wrestle with. I mean, California, you got high income tax rates, personal income, capital gains, corporate income. You got tremendously high workers' compensation costs, electricity costs, a huge number of health care mandates. They've got a higher minimum wage in the state than the federal level. So there are a whole host of areas where California's got room for improvement at least.
We were talking about regulations when we went to the break, Ray, and I was going to recite, what the Chad Moutre and Tom Sullivan's group over at the Office of Advocacy have produced that you know very well, and that's the cost, the kind of a hidden cost that small businesses have to pay per employee per year to comply with these regulations, and it's about $7,000 a year, which is 40% more per employee per year than a big business has to pay.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right. And they do an excellent analysis of those regulatory costs, and it really does drive home how much more burdensome those regulations are on small businesses as opposed to large ones. And, you know, unfortunately, there's no nice, neat regulatory cost number to compare all the states. But, you know, the same scenario holds at the state level. You know, when you have federal regulations that hit small businesses so hard, well, it's the same process at the state level. So those state regs that are very real and very costly hit small businesses harder as well.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to the other end of the spectrum. We just got through bashing California, not quite enough, I think. But let's go to number one. Number one is South Dakota. How about those guys?
Right, South Dakota, huge benefit for the states at the very top, and the top four are South Dakota, then Nevada, Wyoming, and the state of Washington. And those four have a tremendous advantage by imposing no personal income tax, no capital gains tax, and no corporate income tax. And that is obviously a huge policy advantage for
mm-hmm.
them. Do they have their problems? Even the ones at the top have their problems. No government, as you know, Jim, is perfect.
Right.
So there's always room for improvement. But those states are obviously rock solid in terms of where they rank on our index.
You know, I'm looking, Ray, and I don't know if this has any bearing, but I'm looking at the top five and the bottom five. Top five, South Dakota, Nevada, Wyoming, Washington. Let's take the top four, Washington. Then the bottom four, District of Columbia, California, Maine, Rhode Island. And you know, we go from not very popular states to very popular states, right? And so I wonder if maybe part of the deal is politicians are looking around. They're seeing all these targets of opportunity. You know, there are obviously a lot more small businesses in New York or California than there are in South Dakota and Wyoming. So there's not really much opportunity for those politicians to go out there and tax and regulate and have any fun with those people, but as much as there are in the more populous states. Is there something to that, Ray?
Well, you might be right, but you know what? When you look at the larger group, say the top 10 or 15 against the bottom 10 or 15, it's a pretty good mix on both ends. You've got
to be proud of Michigan. They're coming in at number five.
Yeah, right, but that's true. But you've got some large states in terms of population in the top, you know, among the top states, for example, Florida and Texas. Florida ranks number six, Texas ranks number 11. So you have some, and you know, Pennsylvania's up there, Tennessee. So you don't,
right.
And then you have some small ones like Wyoming. And, you know, when you get down to the bottom, the mix is very similar. So I don't know if necessarily the size of the state matters that much.
But from a constant, no, I don't mean size of the states. I mean from a concentration of small businesses. See, I'm thinking, you know, there are a lot, even though Rhode Island is a small state, there's a lot more small businesses, I would think, per square mile in Rhode Island than there are in South Dakota, let's say. Anyway, Tintel, right back with Ray Keating after these messages. We got a lot more to come. Stay with us. We're back at 7:10. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm not on the road today, but I will be next week. Next Wednesday, I'm going to be in Tulsa talking to the Greater Tulsa Chamber of Commerce. They got a soiree out there, and they've asked me to come out and speak to them. And boy, howdy, are we going to have some fun in Tulsa next week. I'm looking forward to that. I really appreciate the Chamber of Commerce inviting me to come out there. And we're going to talk about some, Ray Keating, we're going to have some good fun talking about small business and all the exciting things that are happening for small businesses when we go to Tulsa. Have you been to Tulsa?
I have not been to Tulsa.
This would be my second time there. It's a happening place.
All right.
Well, yeah,
and they rank, just so you know, Oklahoma ranks 29th on the index. So they have
29th. Well, I'm going to have to work on it a little bit while I'm out there. But no, they're the ones who coined the term "what happens in Tulsa stays in Tulsa."
Is that right?
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't realize that. I must have missed that campaign. Yeah,
that's those guys. Okay, Ray, I want to come back to the index in a minute. But before we do, a couple of things. Number one, did you give us your website a while ago? I don't remember. I want you to tell us again.
I did, but I will do it again. It's www.sbecouncil.org, and you can get all sorts of regularly updated stuff there. You can also sign up for our e-news, you get a weekly email that kind of gives you a rundown on everything that we're doing. And
if you're a small business owner or want to be, you need to subscribe to that newsletter. Folks, you need to let people like Ray and Karen and others find some somebody you can support and that you like. And I'm telling you, the SBE Council is the best. Find somebody you can support who's up there every day working for you to keep the government out of your way as much as possible. And these guys do it pound for pound. Nobody does more for small business than the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, Ray and Karen and all the other folks there at the SBE Council. And Ray, on behalf of my audience, we thank you.
Oh, I appreciate that, Jim, very much.
I want to come back to something that happened, though, in Congress this week, or almost happened, and didn't happen, thank God, and that was two attempts to increase minimum wage this week.
Right. Now, yeah, there was Senator Ted Kennedy, of course. He was at it again.
The archenemy of small business.
He proposed a hike in the minimum wage from the current $5.15 to $6.25, and then you had some Republicans get suckered into the debate, and they
can you believe that?
Well, I'm not shocked by this anymore, Jim. So they presented an alternative that would have basically done the same thing, but provided some breaks for small businesses.
Republicans, some Republicans just have no guts, Ray. You know, it's like they're just wimps.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't have any. I don't. When it comes to small business, you know, I belong to the Small Business Party, Ray. I don't belong to. You know, I'm not. I don't consider myself to be a Republican or a Democrat, at least on this show. I belong to the Small Business Party.
Oh, I'm with you there, absolutely.
And boy, howdy, when these guys wimp out on us, it just makes me. You know, it just makes me nauseated.
Oh yeah, and you know, you expect Republicans theoretically to not be for small businesses, not to be for big. Excuse me, big government. Boy, that was a Freudian slip. You expect them not to be for big government and high taxes and more regulation, but unfortunately, they often do that. And in the minimum wage case, they were doing. But the good news is, before we get too far, you know,
cooler heads prevailed.
Yes, cooler heads prevailed. The Kennedy proposal went down, and the GOP alternative did not get enough votes, so both of those did not pass. So that ultimately was the good news. But the fact that we're wasting time on the possibility of raising the minimum wage is distressing. And
it
you know
is.
What? There was another interesting thing I'll tell you real quick. I don't know if you saw this. In early October in Albuquerque, New Mexico, there was a ballot proposal to raise the minimum wage there from $5.15 to $7.50. And it actually went down. There was a whole host of reasons, and debate was quite mixed up, but it actually was rejected by the voters. So that was kind of interesting.
That is interesting. Well, and by the way, we actually have a mutual friend who is a mutual friend of Ted Kennedy's and ours, and who's trying to get Ted to join me on the show.
Wow.
I want to debate minimum wage and health care with him, and we're having a little difficulty getting him on because I think he got sideswiped on Fox once, and I think he thinks he's going to be the same way here. I just want to have an honest debate with him. Quickly, Ray, last thoughts. We've got 30 seconds. Last thoughts on the index.
Well, again, I hope people use it. I hope small business owners use it. Go look, see where your states rank, and see what the pluses and minuses are. And then you know what? Use your political clout. Pick up the phone, send an email to your elected officials, and say, hey, listen, we need to improve in this area. It matters to small businesses a great deal.
Exactly. In fact, you can print this out, folks. You can download it for free on PDF, right?
Yep, absolutely.
And print out, and I recommend you find study a little bit, find the areas, work with your chambers of commerce, find the areas that your state needs to improve, and talk to your politicians, show it to them on paper.
And that's exactly what we hope people do with it.
Exactly, and so we hope that happens. And so, folks, check it out when you get a chance, sbecouncil.org. Hey, thanks, Ray. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim. Take care.
Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. Quick break. Got to take a quick one, and I'll be right back on the other side of the news. Don't go away. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.